I'll let you know before you try to go. Now this is my own show. Not a script or flip could make me stop, so just behave. I mean, there's no escape. Let's hope you make that drop, because you really don't want to tick me off. And oh, what fun. I will tell you what to do and you will get it done. And oh, don't run. You'll find your nightmare here has only just begun. Welcome to my horror show. Now it's starting 3D. Oh, I bet you thought you'd seen the last of me. Are you reading the walls? Did you get my clues? There's a debt to repay for now. You'll do.
It's your favorite time of the week. That's right, it's Horror for Dummies. I'm your host, Tim Davis, and with me is Ben.
I was waiting for my intro. I feel robbed if I don't get an intro.
You need to say your name. Ben. Tell people who you are.
Ben.
Ben Dummy.
I am Ben. I am dumb, apparently.
Fuck.
Ben Dumb.
You make me feel like a dick every time I have to call you a dummy.
You don't have to call me a dummy. That's why you're a dick, because you say it anyway.
Right. How you been, man? How's your week been?
My week has been fantastic so far, mate. Cruising around, taking it easy. What about yourself?
Besides the last hour, it's been good.
That's true. The last hour has been a little bit stressful for us, guys. We were about this close, not that you can see that, but my fingers are really, really close together, to not being able to bring you a show.
Yep. Computers fuck around.
That's true.
Good times.
Not really.
Actually, it wasn't really the computer. It was our stupidity. Not realising the mic was on mute.
Well, in all fairness, like, it's not my computer and set up. Who's stupidity? Who's the dummy now?
Yeah, yeah, you got
and
a point
who
there.
Fixed it?
Shut up.
Yeah.
You're
anyway, all welcome.
Enough about computer fuck-ups and all that bullshit. We have a show to get onto, and a good show at that. But before we get onto that, I must take care of a few little business. Little bit of a business.
Surely Benjamin. You could have done that before we press record.
So, I've just finished work, and do you know what I like to do?
What?
I just saw your notes, train to my balls.
Yeah.
Do you know what I like to do after a hard day's work, Benjamin? I like to sit down, relax, put my feet up, grab a nice whiskey on the rocks, and sit back and listen to the smoothing sounds of the Padded Room podcast.
Yeah, nice.
How about you?
Mate, I'd be lying if I said I didn't enjoy that. I'd also be lying if I said I'd ever done that.
So you should get onto that. Because the voices of Darian, Miss Monica, and our good friend Buddy are just what you need.
You almost fucked up.
No,
you
I
forgot
didn't.
Names.
No,
why didn't you like Buddy?
I remember names. I just didn't know where I was going with that.
Yeah. Okay,
anyway, let's cut this shit. This show has been brought to you by the Padded Room Podcast. Check them out. Check us out. And Cakewolf at paddedroom.podbean.com. Now let's get into this show.
Okay.
As the usual is. We usually do listen to mail, we get into the main show, main movie of the night, and then we fuck around with a few other segments.
Hooray!
So let's kick it off with listener mail.
Listener mail.
Listener mail. Ben, I'm going to give you one guess as to who has messages this week.
Alan!
Alan knows what that is now. I tagged him in it, so he knows what that is.
Ah, very good, very good.
Alan has...
Now we need mail from someone else named Steve.
Oh my god, we do too.
That'd be so good. Any Steves listening out there, please send us stuff so I can keep it going.
I'm going to get 20 Steve messages.
I know,
next
right?
Week. Fuck.
Then we can have a battle for Alpha Steve. Pitting Steve against Steve until there can be only one.
Alright, well, Alan has sent us through a fuckload of mail this week. So, without further ado, I'm going to get into it. Alright.
Fair enough.
Question one. What is your darkest secret?
I'm not telling you. That's why it's my darkest secret.
Well, I actually told him that we would tell him.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
And on the top of my head, I cannot think of... I'm open with everything. I stuck my dick in an orange once.
That's true, actually. He's told me about this many times, so...
I didn't think about the citrus. Kind of hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It's not one of your better ideas. Sadly, it's also not your worst.
Yeah. Put my balls on a cactus. That hurt too. What about you?
Me?
You better have something juicy.
Not as juicy as an orange.
You fucked a watermelon, didn't you?
It was weird. And once you push through it, it just sort of disappears. There's nothing left.
Oh, is that the one I drank out of?
Huh? Didn't you ever wonder why I gave you a cool glass of refreshing watermelon juice?
That's fucked. You're
creamy,
fucked.
Creamy watermelon juice. Oh, you
fucked it. Alright. His next question is, how do you all feel about Vegemite and is weed legal here in Australia? Alright, let's get on the subject of Vegemite. You want to take this away?
I feel pretty good about Vegemite. I'm a big, long-time fan of Vegemite.
You like Vegemite?
I love Vegemite, mate.
I'm the complete opposite.
Yeah, well, that's because you're a weirdo.
No, it's because I don't... What the fuck is Vegemite?
It's a yeast extract.
Oh, well, how the hell do you know that?
Because it's written on the jar.
What? How often do you read the jar?
I don't know, actually. It's not like it's just some... I keep a jar next to my bed.
Really?
Other people read books. I just read the Vegemite jar.
Well, apparently Vegemite isn't owned by Australia anymore. It's an American product.
Yeah, it's true.
So my uncle... I was at a fucking party the other...
We've still got the Australian substitute from Dick Smith, Dickymite.
Wait, that's not a joke, is it?
Sadly, no.
Ew, I don't want to touch Dickymite.
Why not? Dickymite?
Very good. And is weed legal? No, weed is not legal in Australia, as far as I know.
Everything's legal as long as you don't get caught.
It's true. I don't.
But no, it is not. Not that I'm aware of. I think certain places it's either legal or just completely overlooked.
I think more overlooked.
Yeah, like Nimbin.
Yeah, yeah. That's like if someone says they're going to Nimbin, you know what they're going for.
Going for the 420!
I'm not much of a weed smoker myself.
No.
Like, I have done it, but it's not something I'd choose to do.
No, I agree.
I find it boring, it puts me to sleep, and yeah.
I prefer to be excited rather than tired.
Yeah, exactly. I am the same with you. Alright, his next question is... So y'all were both butchers. Did y'all break down huge sides of beef?
That we did, my friend. That we did. Well, one of us did, at least.
No, I did.
Sure, you did.
Just not as long as you.
Yeah, that's true.
So...
And by that, he doesn't mean he was better than me, just to clarify.
No, I wasn't. Ben won awards for his butchery mastery skills.
It's true.
I did not. I gave it up a long time ago, and I'm glad I did. Actually, the reason I got into butchery was because of horror movies. Because I wanted to be like Leatherface. I'm not even saying that for the show. This is actually the reason.
I would totally believe that.
Yep. I thought, what's the most horror movie like job you can get? Cutting up dead animals.
Yeah, that's pretty brutal.
Yeah. And there are no abattoirs close to us anyway. What's the closest one?
Fuck, probably at least a good like 4 hours away.
Yeah.
At least.
So I'm not travelling four hours.
Yeah, good call. But yes, to answer your question though, we definitely did, Alan. We're breaking up beef left, right and centre, mate. So, yep, up on the rail, rip it down, take it apart. It's actually surprisingly similar to a human body, FYI.
Shit. You're looking at me funny.
No, I'm not. What are you talking about, beef?
I'm not beef. All right, his last question And thank you so much for all the questions, Alan. We love your curiosity with our country and our lives.
That's true. We do appreciate it.
If this sounds sarcastic, I'm really sorry. I actually meant that with all sincerity.
Tim's a jerk.
I am. What? Shut up, dummy.
Fair enough.
So, guys, so people in the States have some weird thoughts about Alabama sometimes. What do you all think of it, or had you even thought of it before? I'm just curious what the international community thinks of my home state.
Stereotypically, it's a redneck state.
Well, that's what I asked him. I said, what do people think about Alabama? And he said that, like, people think that they're rednecks and stuff. And to be quite honest with you, Alan, I think the same, but I'm one of those redneck people. Where we live in Australia, we're basically the South. We are the South in where we live right now, right?
That's true. We're down near the bottom of the globe.
Yep. I mean, it's of Australia. We're the south part of New South Wales.
Yeah, that's true. But not the southernmost part of Australia.
No. But I dig all that fucking, like, redneck. Like, southern rock is one of my favorite genres music.
100%.
And the first thing I think about Alabama is Lynyrd Skynyrd, for obvious reasons.
Absolutely.
Because it's a sweet home. I'm guessing for Alan it is.
I'm thinking so.
But in saying that,
I'm thinking Alan has some Alabama pride.
Yeah, fuck oath.
Fuck yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
In saying that, like, Alabama, Tennessee, they're the places around there where I would like to visit.
Yeah, I want to go check it out, eh?
Yeah. See, like, there's a few places in America where I'd like to go. LA, for one. Reno, Nevada, for reasons, because I'd like to party with friends. You, padded room people. and like, the Texas, obviously, because I want to go to the rest stop, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre rest stop.
Fair call.
The hotel. And Alabama, Tennessee, all around that area. Nashville.
Yeah, I reckon it'd be wicked to go check it out, eh? I reckon it'd be some good times down
there.
It'd be the
fucking best, man. We should go party with Alan.
We should. I'll bring the Vegemite.
You can do that. Me and Alan will just backyard wrestle.
Okay.
He's probably going to kick my ass, though.
I'm going to cut using Vegemite first.
All right.
It'd be like mud wrestling.
Oh, you're going to get off on that, aren't you? That's weird.
That's my darkest secret.
You're fucked, man. All right, so thank you for Alan. Thank you to Alan, sorry, for those lovely questions. We have another one, a new listener, or a new...
Welcome.
New...
First time email?
Yeah, that's the one I'm trying to get up.
First time caller, long time listener?
Yeah, well, I don't know how long he's been listening for. Maybe he's been listening...
I'm going to assume a long time.
Hopefully. I hope so. Anyway, this comes from Ryan...
At least,
like,
one episode.
Well, Ryan, if you only listen to one episode, you should listen to the rest. This one comes in from Ryan Dick, who's an old school friend of mine. We used to call him Dickie.
Dickie, mate.
Dickie. So he comes in with... I was watching Land of the Dead and found the idea of zombies can suddenly teach each other to use weaponry and swim a bit ridiculous. What was your guys' thoughts? Zombie dummies or savage neck-biting smarty pants people?
I'm kind of down with that idea, eh?
Really?
Because the rest of their body works, so why would they not be able to do things like that?
Because...
That movie's like in Return of the Living Dead, they were smart enough to do stuff like... set up a fucking pulley system to rip open a door. Surely the concept that they can learn how to use weapons and teach each other how to use weapons isn't that out there.
Yeah, but you got to remember that Return of the Living Dead is a comedy.
True, I do understand, but...
Have you seen Land of the Dead?
Negative.
Okay, funny you brought this up, Ryan, because I was watching this the other day. Okay, I'm not big into it, and here's why. Zombies are meant to be brain dead. They only know the mobile functions of eating and walking.
Yeah, basic motor mechanics.
Yeah. So them being able to being taught other things kind of defeats the purpose. And in saying this, it happens in one of my favorite zombie movies, which is Day of the Dead. I mean, you got the most famous zombie there is, Bub, who shoots a gun, who can play with child toys and learns from his master. And yeah, right. And when I was watching that, like, it never really occurred to me, but watching Land of the Dead, I just wasn't a fan of it. I just thought it was kind of stupid how they could pick up guns and know what to do. But that's just me. And I mean, like, Simon Baker, who's the main hero of Land of the Dead, just isn't a hero in my eyes. You know that dude? Remember him?
He's not a hero.
Yeah. He just... Yeah, I don't like him in Land of the Dead.
Nah. That's just odd.
But, no. Ryan, I agree with you. I think it is ridiculous. Land of the Dead is not... not near my favourite zombie films at all, actually. And it's probably for that reason. So, yeah. Anyway, that's it for Listener Mail for this week. If you would like to have your mail be read, then you know where to catch us. It's at the Horror for Dummies Facebook page or horrorfordummies@hotmail.com.
Don't forget to check out our Twitter that's doing nothing.
Oh, yeah, the Twitter. Fuck, I still need to learn how to use it.
You need to learn how to unmute a mic before you fucking...
Oh, shut up. Great, now I'm not going to hear the end of it.
Well, you will. I'll just go on mute.
Yeah, a thing to all the Twitter... If I have Twitter mail there, I'm so sorry because I just didn't... I don't know how to use it. I'm sorry. I've asked people to teach me and...
It's true. I've seen him in the backyard yelling at birds, asking them to give him his mail.
Mate, you're meant to be the dummy here. Stop making me be the dummy.
Oh, I'm a dummy when it comes to horror.
I just got your joke. That was pretty clever.
What? Yeah.
the birds. Twitter.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Funny.
Oh, Timothy.
You know what? You're pissing me off now, and that's why, Ben, this is episode 10. I forgot to mention that. Episode 10. We've done 10 episodes.
Yeah, we have. High 10. Yeah, hi. What's up? Fuck, that was a solid 10.
It was. My hands hurt. But, now, the thing with this show, and I probably skimmed the details, but, so every 10th episode,
yeah,
I'm going to give you a pop quiz.
Okay, fair enough.
This is just like school. School for horror.
Hooray.
So, and these questions, I'm going to give you 5 questions. They're relatively easy, and they're all multiple choice.
Not going to lie, I'm nervous, Tim.
Don't be nervous.
My palms are sweaty. Knees weak.
Arms are heavy. Have you got mum's spaghetti?
I have, actually. It was pretty fucking good.
I'm having spaghetti for dinner. Anyway.
Spaghetti and meatballs.
Fucking love that thing.
It's so good, eh?
Goosebumps.
Aquedad.
All right, people have no idea what we're talking about right now. I'm not cutting this shit out.
Nah, fuck no.
All right, so these are all questions on movies that we have watched.
Okay.
So, okay. Question 1. Let's see you've been learning, Ben.
Uh-oh.
This question is from Pennywise. Okay. It's from, sorry, the movie It.
Pennywise.
No.
Oh. I'm out.
Question 1. Multiple choice. Answer after I give the multiple choice. Okay? Yeah?
So I'm waiting for the multiple choice.
Okay. Can you give me a question first?
Well, you asked me something and I can't answer that yet because you haven't given me multiple choice.
Shut up. Who plays Pennywise? A. Tim Curry. B. Bob Saget. C.
Bob Saget!
C. Marlon Brando. Or D. Dennis Hopper.
Oh, I'm going to have to hopper right into that one and say A, Tim Curry.
Very good. I thought you were going to say D when you said hopper.
Nah.
I was like, oh,
Tim,
no.
You're on you off, mate. Throw your curveball.
Very good. All right, question 2, and this comes from the movie Freddy vs. Jason.
Okay.
How does Freddy bring back Jason? A, he returns him to Crystal Lake. B, he steals his machete. C, he strikes him with lightning. D, he becomes his mother and tells him to rise.
D.
Very good.
Hooray! I was actually a little bit nervous about that for a second.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Alright, this one's fucking... If you don't get this next question right, there's something wrong with you.
Fuck. No pressure, but hey, we're just recording it to show the world.
Number 3.
Shit, right?
Nah, this is all raw.
Lies.
Alright, this one comes from the movie Trick or Treat.
Yep.
Which, to this day, is your highest rated movie.
Highest ranking, correct, sir.
Maybe this week might top it off. We'll see. Number 3. The girls in Trick or Treat are what creatures? A. Vampires. B. Goblins. C. Werewolves. Or D. Witches.
E. Sexy.
Well, yeah, okay. You got that right.
Ha ha!
Actually, you know what? You get bonus points. That's a correct answer.
The answer, however, is werewolves.
That's very correct of you. All right. This one may be a tricky one because I just couldn't give you all easy.
It's a good thing I got bonus points.
That's actually a good point. Who directed Frankenstein? A. Todd Browning. B. James Whale. C. Fritz Lang. Or D. D.W. Griffith.
B. James Whale.
That is correct.
Yeah! Fuck you, pulling that tense face. You're a jerk, mate.
Okay. This next one comes in from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Hey, crap.
How dare you? Your bonus questions are gone now. You're back to four. Alright, number five. And your last question. Let's see if you can get 5 for 5.
Alright.
What is the name of the wheelchair-bound guy in Texas Chainsaw Massacre? A. Franklin. B. Jerry. C. Edward. Or D. Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. I'm going to have to go with A. Franklin.
That would be correct, Benjamin.
Oh, yeah. 5 for 5, baby.
You come home with nothing, but you should be proud.
I go home with a sense of self-satisfaction.
So you have been learning. You have been listening.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
All right. Well,
are you proud of me?
I am. Woo-hoo! I'm very proud. I'm just going to get these questions harder next time.
Oh. Fuck, I knew I shouldn't have gone 5 for 5. Set the bar low and I've got somewhere to move.
No, I won't give them that hard. But you've been doing good.
Oh, thanks.
Very proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
You can have a tap.
Thank you, sir.
All right, without further ado, we have a movie and one hell of a movie to talk about. So, let's kick it off with feature presentation.
And now for our feature presentation.
Train to Busan. From 2016... This is a South Korean film. Have you seen any South Korean films before?
Not to my knowledge.
Or any Asian films, for that matter.
No. Again, not to my knowledge. Not off the top of my head.
Besides the American remakes, like The Grudge and The Ring and stuff like that.
In that case, no. Well, I don't think so.
We haven't seen the American remakes?
No. I've seen the American remakes.
Oh, okay.
But what I'm saying is I haven't seen like the original.
Oh, that's alright, yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, well, if you haven't seen Train to Busan, you're doing something wrong with your life, first off. This is my opinion. I actually have no idea what Ben thinks of this movie. We'll get into that into a second. But if you haven't seen it, this is streaming on Netflix in Australia. I know it is. In America, I'm pretty sure. Don't quote me, though, because I don't live there. But if you haven't seen it, go out, watch it, and then come back and listen to this podcast. For people who have seen it or who just don't care, the plot is, while a zombie virus breaks out in South Korea, passengers struggle to survive on a train from Seoul to Busan. Alright, Benjamin, I've been waiting all week to hear what you thought on Train to Busan. So, let me have it.
I'm not going to lie, Tim, when this started, I was actually a tiny bit disappointed that it was subtitled. Because I find often with subtitles, I get so distracted reading that I don't get to actually sit back and enjoy the movie.
Yeah.
But then it got so fucking good that I did not even care at all that it was subtitled. This movie was fucking amazing.
Yes.
I loved like every second of it from start to finish.
Yeah.
Which is impressive because it is a solid 2-hour movie.
Yeah. And it doesn't feel like that, does it?
No, because there are no lulls. There are no boring points.
There are no lulls.
Lulls, not lulls. Don't be silly, there were lulls. Some of the things that dude in the blue coats has are hilarious. Hey, jerk. Hey, asshole. I don't know why he sounds like a Canadian from South Park. But this movie kicked so much ass. It was that good, man. I love this movie.
So, going in, did you... Did I not mention this was subtitled? Or negative. Did you know?
I had no idea.
Did you know it was
Korean? I was confused because fucking I turned subtitles off on my Apple TV. So when it started, they were just talking in Korean. And I was just like, well, this is going to suck.
Oh, shit.
I was really confused. But
so you didn't know it was Korean or anything?
I knew it was like Korean, but I didn't realize. I didn't know if it had been dubbed or just done in English to start with or what. Okay. I didn't know. So, yeah. Straight away when I saw subtitles, I was kind of like, fuck. Because, yeah, as I say, subtitles. But it's almost balanced out so well. Like, there's actually the dialogue that's in it is relevant, but it's actually not overburdened with dialogue.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You find, even though it's subtitled, you actually still spend the majority of the time staring at the screen, watching what's going on, rather than just reading words across the bottom of the screen.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I think that's the perfect foreign movie, foreign subtitle movie for, like, English-speaking people to watch.
Yeah, that's right.
For that reason.
Because you're not missing action on the screen by reading.
Yeah.
And vice versa, you know, you don't have to just miss out on what they're saying to see what's going on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was done brilliantly in that regard.
Oh, I'm stoked you fucking liked it. I was waiting. Fuck yeah, man. I was kind of ready for you to go, I found it disappointing.
Really?
Yeah.
I must admit, I did have to go in with a clear head because I've heard nothing but, like, massive hype about it from everyone. So I didn't want to go in. I had to try and, like, clear my head and just be like, just a movie.
Yep.
Take it as you like it.
Yeah. I know, that fucks me up all the time with horror movies.
Yeah.
Okay, first question. Did this movie make you cry?
Yes.
Yes.
It did.
like weep or bawl out crying?
No, only a couple of tears. Okay. But, like, yeah, there was a bit in the... I got choked up when the dude in the blue coat, like, died.
Wow.
I was actually really sad at that point, eh?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, and it sort of started, but it didn't quite get there.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, fuck. That was brutal. I wonder if that's the bit everyone was talking about, because I was like, in my head, I knew what was going to happen in the end. I sort of saw that coming, but I was like, all right. So when that guy died, I was like pretty sad, but then when it actually happened, I was like, nah, tear.
Yeah.
Amy was sitting on the lounge watching it with me, and then she I heard her sniffing and wiping away tears. She's like, what kind of horror movie makes you cry?
A fucking powerful
one. This one, apparently.
So, I've seen this movie, and I said before that I like to make lists, the best of and the worst of. Last year, this came in my number one of best of for 2016. And so I've seen it a few times, and I was so fucking excited to watch this again. I actually watched it twice in a week because I loved it. And it's always made me cry, even though I know what's coming. This time watching it, this last time that I watched it, I don't know what was wrong with me. My fucking hormones must have been all over the place.
Well, you were just pregnant.
But I cried in other parts that I didn't cry at before. Like, you had the ending part. Yeah. Which left me in a fucking muttered mess. But there were other parts that made me cry. And that the guy the blue guy dying. Yeah. Let's give him a nickname.
Butch guy.
All right,
because he's built like a brick shit. Yeah.
Butch Cassidy.
Yep, Butch Cassidy. I like it.
When he knew he was infected, and he told his wife or whatever, the pregnant lady, the name of their son or child. Was it son or... I can't remember now.
I think son.
Yeah. That made me tear up.
Yep.
And another part that made me tear up, which I don't know why, but when the mother called him, the main guy, and said...
Yeah. I didn't tear up at that, but I can imagine, like, the feeling behind it was solid.
Yeah. I don't know why that made me tear up, but it did.
It's pretty brutal, man. He's listening to his mum dying on the phone.
Yeah. Yeah, but... and another thing that I found out watching this again, I've seen it, I can tell you exactly what happens in every scene, but for some reason this watch recently just opened my eyes to a few more things.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how funny it was. Yeah. There are scenes in it that made me laugh, like, a lot.
Yeah.
Like the part where he uses his phone to distract him with the ringtone, then he goes, What's that stupid ringtone?
Yeah.
What's wrong with my ringtone?
Yeah, exactly.
Like shit like that.
How do you change it?
Yeah. It was things like that that I didn't actually notice the first time going in.
I just love the constant name calling from that guy. Running alongside the train. He's going, "Hey, asshole, hurry up." Shit, that's sick.
All right. Now, this is the part of the podcast where I usually tell you that I'm horrible with names. But I'm not going to do it this week because I've studied my fucking ass off with these names.
I was even thinking about that when I watched it. I was like, wow, Tim's going to be fucked with names this week.
So if I fuck up, Ben gets to punch me in the arm.
Woohoo!
Now, I don't actually know if this is the right pronunciation, but to me, it is.
I went to crack my knuckles, but it didn't work. It was disappointing.
All right, and I'm not going to... I don't actually know then... I'm not going to pronounce their names in... their characters' names. I'm going to give them their own names, just so it makes it easier for you guys to follow.
Not stuff it up. You're just making up names.
No, I'm going to tell you their real names and then who the character is.
Okay.
So we have Yu Gong, who is the father, the asshole father.
Yep.
We have Yu Mi Jung, who is the pregnant lady.
Mm-hmm.
We have Dong Seok Ma, who's cool tough guy.
Yeah, blue coat.
Yeah, his fashion sense was really funny. Oh, actually, a funny thing about cool tough guy, he was actually the personal trainer for Arsehole Father.
Oh, really?
Before this movie came. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Soo-Ann Kim, which is funny, it's like a normal name.
Yeah, I know, right? like three normal names pushed together.
Yeah. Who plays a little girl. Yoo-Sung Kim, who plays the fucking asshole.
I fucking hated that dude so fucking much.
Everyone does, man. And the funny thing is about Little Dick and... Sorry.
Little Dick. Is that what we're calling that guy?
No. Well, yeah, we can.
Okay, cool. All
right. Little Dick and Little Girl, they had the same last names in real life. They're not related, from what I could find. I searched everywhere. I couldn't find out their relation.
Fair enough.
So I'm guessing they're not related. We have Sohee, who was the teenage girlfriend.
Yeah, okay.
She was actually a former member of a K-pop band called Wonder Girls.
Oh, really?
Which will be played at the end of this episode, so stick around for some K-pop action.
There was a weird attitudinal head wobble when you...
I know, right? I got really excited about that.
Sassy black girl.
Then we have Woo Sik Choi as baseball teen.
As baseball team. One guy was the whole baseball team.
Teen.
Oh, I thought you said
teenager.
Teen.
No, sorry.
I was like, whoa, that was a bit rough.
We have... I didn't get everyone's name. This is the last one. Gui Hai Choi, who plays the homeless.
Yeah, okay, cool.
And once again... Homeless and baseball teen have the same last name. Fucking all Asian people have the same last name.
Oh, here we go. Right. Here we go. Turn this it is up. First you say one bloke plays the entire baseball team.
Well.
No.
No, but these two, the homeless and the baseball teen, have the same last name. Once again, couldn't find anything that they're related, so there's that. This was directed by Sang-ho Yong. Who, actually, this was his first live-action film direction. He's usually in the animations.
He did a fucking good job, man.
Yeah. The funny thing is, he made an animation before this movie called Soul Station.
Okay.
Which is the animated prequel to this movie.
Oh, cool.
Which I have seen, and it gets a little dark at the end. Rapey dark.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. Still, good movie, not as good as... Train to Busan, but worth a watch if you can deal with the animations.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
The funny thing is the Asians, the Koreans, actually look like Koreans in the animation. You know, like Japanese animation, they got big eyes.
They go manga.
When in reality, they don't. Stop lying to yourselves. All right, Benjamin.
Fucking hell.
I'm going to be burned for this episode, just telling you right now.
You just cut our fucking view, like... Listening in half, eh?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Alright, Benjamin. Well, how many zombie movies have you seen? On the top of your head.
Oh, maybe like 5.
Okay.
Maybe.
So you haven't seen very many.
No, not very many. No.
Compared to how many are out there.
Exactly.
And I will admit, a lot of them are fucking horrible.
Yeah, fair enough.
But I'm going to give you a little bit of rundown on the history of zombies.
Okay.
Just to, and this may be in the next pop quiz.
I'm listening. I'm all ears. I'm keeping this perfect score.
Good, I like that attitude. Alright, so, history of zombies. Originally derived from the voodoo word zombie, meaning ghost or departed spirit. Zombies have been have long been a horror movie staple. The zombie film is one of the most versatile of genres. There has been everything from comedies to science fiction flicks, thrillers, horrors, and even romances.
Hmm.
Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Warm Bodies is a romance zombie flick.
Weird.
And it's not half bad. Don't hurt me, people. I didn't mind it. Alright. The earliest voodoo zombies in the 30s was the first major mention of the word zombie. I fucked this up completely. The first major mention of the word zombie was in William Seabrook's 1929 study of the Haitian voodoo titled The Magic Island. Did you know that?
I can't say I did.
The first zombie movie was cheaply made, if you didn't know that, White Zombie from 1932. Now, it wasn't until George A. Romero came onto the scene where you had the zombies that you know of now. Before then, it was usually the voodoo zombies.
Okay.
That don't do the ripping apart and the biting and the brains and all that stuff.
Yeah, okay.
So it wasn't until 1968 that Night of the Living Dead came out. From then on, and I'm just skimming over this really badly, people, I'm sorry. Romero is the grandfather of zombie films. He came out in 1978, 10 years later, with Dawn of the Dead.
Yep.
The classic. And then again in 1985 with Day of the Dead. And since then, he's come out with Land of the Dead, Diary of the Dead, Survival of the Dead. He was doing another one, but has since passed away. Rest in peace. And I don't know what's happening with that, actually. From then on, there's been so many other zombie films come from Romero, such as Lucci Fulci's Zombie 2, which has one of the worst fucking kills, one of the worst gore scenes in it. Worst, as I mean, like, it makes me cringe.
Like, as in, it's brutal or it's badly done?
No, it's, like, fucking brutal.
Oh, fuck, okay.
It involves an eye and a piece of...
When you said worst, I was, like, just imagining, like, fucking tomato sauce and sausages falling on the floor.
Oh, no, no.
I thought you meant badly done.
No, no, it's actually really, really well done, and it just makes... Yeah. I can't do eye trauma.
Yeah, know? It's creepy, eh? It's yeah. Just... It's one of those things that makes your skin crawl. You just...
Yeah, yeah.
Nah.
And I'll leave it at that. If you haven't seen Lucio Fulci's Zombie, then you should go do that. Zombie Holocaust in 1980. And many other copycat Italian zombie movies. We even have like stuff like The Evil Dead, which isn't exactly zombie, but more they look like it.
Yeah.
In a way.
True.
And yeah, so we come back with Return of the Living Dead, which you have witnessed.
Yeah.
Yeah, seen. Wes Craven's Serpent and the Rainbow from 1988, which reconnected zombies with their voodoo roots.
Yeah, right.
So it wasn't the flesh-eating zombies, but more the voodoos.
Back to the original.
Yeah. Peter Jackson came in with Braindead from 1992, which is the bloodiest and grossest zombie flicks ever made.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, you know Peter Jackson. He's your friend.
He's my mate.
Now, and like this movie that we're talking about now, Train to Busan, in 2002, 28 Days Later, and the sequel, 28 Weeks Later, in 2007, introduced the world to new running zombies. Even though, yes, they are not technically zombies in those movies, they are infected, but come on, it's basically the same thing.
True.
Yeah. Then again with the remake of Dawn of the Dead, which had the running zombies. Now, question.
Yes.
you're watching a zombie movie, what would you prefer to see? Running zombies or walking zombies? Because this is a very talked about subject. Yep.
Running zombies, because that's so much more exciting. Yeah. Like, walking zombies, you know, en masse, obviously, you know, you're fucked.
Yeah.
But when there's, like, a couple of them, you know, if you walk down the street and you see them shambling around on the street, like, where's the fear?
Yeah.
Because you see them, you're just like, all right, well, I better walk at a moderate pace in the other direction and I'll be fine.
Yeah, I get you. I'm the same. I prefer running zombies, especially in the remake of Dawn of the Dead, which is one of my favorites. They're fucking horrifying. When you have a zombie coming at you like Usain Bolt, there's nothing more horrifying.
That's what I mean. They start launching at you like that. It's fucking game on.
Yeah.
Run for your life.
Exactly. In saying that, I don't hate walking zombies.
Oh, no. No. But I just find the running ones way more exciting.
Yeah. The Walking Dead does it beautifully.
Yeah, because anything big that happens on that is en masse.
Yeah, yeah, that's
right.
It's
like a fucking horde of them, and they literally just swarm from, like, every angle and, like, pile up over fences and shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. But that's how it has to happen. As soon as there's only a couple of them, like, nothing exciting can happen.
Yeah, that's it. But Train to Busan reminded me, and you will probably agree with me if you have seen this movie, in a lot of ways... Effects-wise, I mean.
Yeah.
Of World War Z.
Yes.
Have you seen World War Z?
Yes.
Okay, what did you think of that movie?
I must admit, I was, like, fucking heaps tired when I watched it. So yeah. I was sort of coming in and out of it.
Okay.
So I didn't really rate it that highly.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've heard a lot of good stuff from other people, so that's one I want to re-watch properly so I can actually see what I think of it.
Okay.
So I did like some of the action scenes in it.
Yeah.
But on the whole, I didn't really rate it that much.
Yeah. For me, I liked it. Don't make a zombie movie PG, okay? It just doesn't work, all right?
Yeah.
Zombies are meant to be flesh-eating monsters who rip your fucking flesh from your skull. Not PG, okay? Yeah.
It'd be like making a PG porno. What's the point?
Yeah, exactly. Let's hug. No. You know? No. I don't want to hug you.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
But no, okay, so that's what we... That's basically the history of zombies.
History.
Yeah, very brief. I'm sorry, I cut a lot of that out because we're running a bit long tonight. Now let's talk about Train to Busan, the movie.
Let's talk about our feature presentation.
Sorry, itchy throat. Give me a second.
I got something long you can scratch it with.
All right, pull it out. Alright, let's talk about the characters. And this is one of the reasons why I think this movie works, is the characters.
Yeah, definitely.
Who was your favourite?
Who's my favourite? Yep. Blue Coat.
Yeah, okay. Dumb question, eh? And I'm not going to ask.
He's a mad dog.
He is
a mad dog.
He was the best. But, okay, I'm trying to make this... I'm trying to word this so it's not racist.
Okay.
This movie here... made it easy to distinguish the characters from each other.
Very true. I understand the point you're making.
Do you get why I'm trying not to be racist right now?
Yes. Which is rare for you. Normally you don't try.
Yeah. I'm trying to be nice, okay? No, so, yeah. Like, this had the cliché people in it, which worked a lot, and... Oh, fuck, man, everything in this movie worked for me.
Everything in this movie worked for me, man. This was like a perfect storm.
Nice.
Everything was fucking golden, man.
Yeah.
Good story, but not bullshitting. Just straight into it, straight to the point.
Yeah.
Didn't lag. The characters were individual. You know, they were interesting, but they built the characters really quickly.
Yeah.
You know, you got a sense of who everyone was straight off the bat.
Yeah.
You know, that was fantastic, man.
And another reason why I think this movie works a lot is because no one has guns.
Yeah.
And no, like, hardly any zombies die in this movie.
That was one point I actually was, like, there was, like, one or two little things I was sort of left hanging with. Like, they never really covered. Can you kill them?
Yeah, you can.
Can you?
I'm guessing so.
When do you actually see them die?
But, yeah, well, that's
when
it.
When do they make a point of it? Like, it's not like there's a scene where they're trapped in the carriage with one zombie
yeah.
and they manage to kill it and you know it's dead. You see them beat them back with baseball bats and shit like that and lock them out, do you actually see one die? Not saying you don't, but if you did, I didn't notice it.
Well, no, and I've seen this many
There's
times.
There's no definitive death.
No. But that's the thing, like, okay, to kill a zombie in the movie realm, you must destroy the brain.
Correct.
Smacking it with a baseball bat isn't going to definitely kill the brain.
Like, no, that's right.
If you smack me with a baseball bat, doesn't mean I'm definitely going to die. Please don't, but...
But I got bonus points.
So, and that's the thing I love. Like, these people were normal people. They were not fucking Yahoo people with guns or the military. It was just normal commuters going to work and doing their thing. So they didn't have, like, luck besides the baseball kids, which is a perfect reason to have a weapon on the train.
Yeah, that's right.
These people didn't have weapons.
Exactly, man.
So... Maybe there was, like... I prefer it that no zombies died.
Yeah, well, I just found it interesting, because, like... Yeah. You know, as I said, it sort of adds to the excitement that if they get stuck in a situation, there may not actually be a way out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's it. Let's talk about the dialogue.
Okay.
Did you find everything that people said in this movie believable?
Yeah, pretty much.
Same did I. And the reason I bring this up is because I've listened to a lot of podcasts, other people talking about this movie and seeing it online and people commenting and all that stuff about how at times this movie is unbelievable. And one of the points that someone brought up, which made me laugh, was the fact that when the outbreak starts on the train,
yeah.
when the train, what do you call them, the train guard, the lady, has that zombie on her back.
Yep.
People are... just standing around watching her, and then people saying that's just not real, like people just don't stand there. And I beg to differ. Yep. The age we live in now, with so many fucking prank videos and all that stuff going on, you don't know whether to believe what's real and what's not.
But not just that, like, if she come in, well, you might not know what's real and what's not, but like, she, it's not like she runs in screaming her head off and screaming help, help, help. Yeah, she's walking along like silently.
Yeah.
Nothing happens till she falls over, and then people go, oh, and pay more attention.
Yeah.
And then you see a bloody face rip off of her.
Yeah.
Like, that's when people start freaking out. But besides that, it's not like she's running through screaming for help.
Exactly.
She's silently walking through, almost looking like she's giving someone a piggyback.
Yeah. And another thing is that people found unbelievable, and I don't understand how they didn't, when the first infected person gets onto the train,
yep.
and that lady rushes over to help her,
yep.
people's like, no... They would have seen zombie movies. They should have known. First off, if that happened, you're not going to think, oh shit, that person's a zombie. Yeah.
You see someone having a seizure on a train, you don't go, they're a zombie, better kick him in the head.
Exactly.
If you do, you're a pretty shit human.
Well, these people that commented must be pretty shit people.
Like, fucking hell.
So, I don't... Nothing in this movie I found unbelievable.
No.
Just trying to think right now. There is seriously nothing...
But admittedly, there were one or two inconsistencies just to allow the story to have, you know, important moments and such.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, the first infected person getting on the train gets on the train and stumbles around for how long before they're actually infected, whereas other people get bitten and literally within the space of about 3 seconds, they are fully infected.
Yeah, okay, I understand that. They're
not complaining, but like, it's just a couple of inconsistencies.
Yeah, I understand that, and I put it down to this, like, when people get the flu, it hits people differently.
True.
So,
understandable, you can argue that point.
Yeah, so I didn't find that unbelievable, but I get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Back to the dialogue, though, like, even when, like, the guy... The tough guy, cool tough guy, tough guy, says to the little girl to touch the pregnant belly.
Yeah.
And he goes, I made that.
I made that.
That's something that I would say. That's so believable. That's such believable dialogue. Good, eh?
That's so good.
Okay. Let's talk about the zombies.
They were wicked.
Yeah.
They were so good, man. The movement of them,
the twitching,
was one of the creepiest things about them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's one of the... I think it's actually one of the baseball team on the train station when he gets bitten.
Yeah.
He, like, sort of almost, like, flips off his stomach and does, like, a 360 in his arms, like, twist around and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's that specific one was just like, whoa, that's intense!
Yeah.
And yeah, the twitchiness of them, the rapid movements, like, they were awesome zombies.
Yeah. They're fucking horrifying.
They are fucking scary, man. Especially because, like, when they're attacking... it's not like in a lot of zombie movies where they're attacking them to try and feed or something. Like, they bite people,
yeah,
and then as soon as they're infected, they get off and go and find something else to do.
Yeah,
they're not eating like flesh and stuff. They literally almost just exist to spread the infection.
Yeah,
that is all they're doing.
Yeah, yeah. Which is another scary point. I've got a note here.
Okay.
The start of the movie when the Asian hits the deer.
Yeah.
Typical Asian drive.
Fucking hell.
No, but yeah. Go.
Well, I was saying the same thing at the same time. I was going to say, I even like that, man.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't start with some weird zombie dude walking out of the bushes or doing something. Like, it started with a deer that was clearly dead standing yeah. back up. And you were like, oh, shit.
Now, would you like to see a prequel or a sequel with the deer?
Starring the deer?
It could be called Train to Busan 2, Fear the Deer.
Fear the Deer. Fuck.
Don't... You're lying if you're not interested.
Behind the scenes, what really happened to Bambi's mum?
That isn't a cool story.
That's wicked.
All right. But going back to the characters before I forget, the asshole dad. Benjamin, our little friend Benjamin, has some great news. He's going to become a dad.
That is true. I'm going to join you in fatherhood. Our children will be best friends, whether they like each other or not.
Oh, they fucking will. They'll be forced to.
They haven't got a choice.
No, but coming next March, Ben's going to be in the ranks of fatherhood.
You.
Did this movie teach you how not to be a father?
Don't get on any trains to Busan.
Well...
Lesson learned.
No, but how the father treats the little girl.
Yes. Yeah, that was one of the things that like made it so sad for me is because I'm like so looking forward to it.
Yeah,
seeing the way it was like that, like yeah, and then seeing the opposite with like blue coat guy who's like so already overprotective of his kid and his wife and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, like you could see at the start the way the dad's brushing off his kid and then he gives her the Wii as a present and he can't work out why she's not excited and she just stares at the one she already has that he already bought her. Like, clearly, what the fuck?
Yeah, clearly more into his job than his kids. Exactly, man.
So self-absorbed.
Yeah.
He's only worrying about his own life.
Yeah.
He's just not paying attention to anything that's going on around him.
So, and then like, at the end, he comes around. Do you feel? Like, right
yeah.
at the end?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Like, a whole well, I feel like it's not even just at the end. I feel like it's, like, a journey through the movie.
Yeah.
As everything starts unfolding, he starts... Yeah, you can even see it at the start, the very first part on the train. Like, yeah, Blue Coat and his pregnant wife are running to the door and he just closes the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. He started as one of the people from Carriage 15.
Yeah, that's right. Fuck, you even got the name of the carriage. Jesus. Going back to the disbelief of some people, right at the end, when he puts the hand in the zombie, in the arsehole zombie's mouth.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were saying, what did you do that for? That was a dumb decision. And
fair enough. Just sit back and watch a zombie eat your kid then.
Exactly. So, you're on the same wave level than I am.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Like, that's why he was doing it. He was trying to fight him off. He couldn't pull him back, so he put his hand over his mouth. That way, at least, he couldn't bite the kid and the pregnant lady. Like,
yeah.
It's pretty straightforward.
And when he comes out of the train and does all that stuff, like his eyes are glazed, his eyes are wide over, and he's saying that he wants his mummy and stuff like that. A lot of people are saying, why don't you just kick him off the train then? My thought is, this guy has been fighting zombies since early in the morning. We don't know what time it is then. He might be fucking exhausted.
Yeah, well, that's right.
On that note, he's probably fucking terrified and thinking, shit, my daughter's right behind me with a pregnant woman.
Yeah, exactly, man.
No one thinks... And this is the thing that pisses me off when people watch horror movies. When people say, don't do that, or I wouldn't do that, I would do this. Realistically thinking, if you're getting chased by a maniac or a horde of zombies, you're not thinking.
No, that's right.
You're going to do dumb things.
Exactly.
On that note, if you put yourself into this movie, would you survive? You and Amy on the train to Busan, would you survive?
I hope so.
Do you think you would?
I would be trying. That's all I can say. I would fucking try, but yeah. Like, so many variables. Who knows? Yeah. Who knows?
I'm going to tell you right out now that I'd be dead.
Fair enough.
Because I'm an overweight guy with a newborn. That never goes good in zombie movies.
That's true. You are definitely bound to have to sacrifice yourself for your child at some point.
Yeah. Especially if you have to be quiet. Yeah. Okay. What else do we want to talk about? The effects.
Yeah.
What? How did you feel about the effects? Effects of this movie.
I liked them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. This. When I watched it again recently, right? I did actually notice a lot of the CGI, but because I love this film so much, it didn't bother me. You know, when they're fighting on the train right at the end, and he's got his head on the ground, like you see the ground, you can tell that that's a green screen cut.
Yeah, of course, man. But look, there's certain points where the CG is really good. There's certain points where it's not. There's certain points where they use real effects as opposed to CG.
Yeah,
but I still feel like they were done. That's right. Like, you're so captivated in the movie and what's going on.
Yeah,
it's not. And it's not such a pivotal thing, usually, that you sit there and go, well, that looked shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And this is... this movie did what World War Z didn't. the climbing zombies, how they climb all over each other.
Yeah.
That looked great. In World War Z, you could tell it was a CGI fuckfest.
That's right, man. Absolutely.
All right, so you like the effects?
Man, I thought the effects were really good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, especially, like, they do it at a couple of points throughout the movie, but it looks good when you have, like, a horde of zombies pressed against glass.
Yeah.
And then the glass starts doing the cracks, and then they all just sort of spew through.
Yeah,
and the ones on top manage to keep running. Like, I thought that looked wicked.
Yeah. Yeah, that was shocking, eh?
That was cool.
All right. The acting.
I thought it was quite good.
Yeah. There was one scene where I was like, oh, that's a bit up in the air, is when a lot of their crying was very like, ah.
Yeah.
But the teenage baseball guy,
yep.
When he was crying, it was like,
yeah.
A little cheesy. It's not a dislike because I can get over it, but it was a little bit.
It was a little bit cheesy, man.
Yeah.
Especially like, I don't know, when you fought so hard to keep going, I found it a bit odd that he just sat there and cried.
Yeah.
But he was like 100%. I mean, I suppose you can say the same thing. You know, he's been running all day and this and that. Maybe it was just enough to break him. But yeah, I thought it was a bit cheesy when he just sits there crying, holding her till she like fucking latches onto his neck.
Yeah. Okay, but what would you do if that was Amy?
Yeah, that's true. That's what
would
I mean.
Would you... No, like, not... being an ass, but like, would you run knowing that she's gonna turn, she's gonna eat you?
I don't know, man. I feel like that's too hard to answer, right?
I know. I'm thinking, like, the same
though. That's exactly what we're saying. You can sit there and be one of those people who goes, yeah, I'd run, there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah,
but fucking, yeah, in real life, would you?
Exactly. You don't know.
That's right.
Until you're put in that position.
Yeah.
Okay, the score.
The score, I quite liked the score in this.
Yeah?
I thought it was quite good, man. There's a lot of little subtle bits just to build a bit of suspense.
Yeah.
And even a lot of suspense built with no sound.
Yeah.
Sometimes silence does more than music.
Yeah. There were a few parts where the score didn't really... I don't know, it didn't really work for me.
Yeah.
But the main theme of the movie, and even like the score at the ending, when he's saying goodbye to his little girl.
Yeah.
It's the score that made me fucking die.
Absolutely.
The main theme of it, and I listened to it on YouTube the other day when I was writing, but it's really, really well done, the actual main theme. But there are a few parts in the movie where it just, I don't know, it just didn't work for me.
See? I don't know, I mean... It's one of those things, man. I was so captivated in the movie. Like, I found this movie so intriguing and so exciting, and you know, I was so lost in the movie that this is actually probably, of all the movies we've done so far, this is the one I probably wrote the least notes for.
Really?
Because I got so stuck in the movie, yeah. I forgot I was supposed to be writing notes.
Yeah.
So, like, because I was so intrigued on what's happening on screen,
yeah.
I wasn't even necessarily listening to the music. It wasn't unless I forced myself to go, oh, yeah, what about the music? And when I did do that, I noticed it, and it was points that I liked.
Yeah.
There might be points that I think don't work as much, but I didn't notice it because I was too stuck in the movie.
Yeah, I understand completely what you're talking about. All right, well, let's talk about the last thing before we rate this son of a bitch. The cinematography.
I pretty much got a boner for this cinematography. Yeah. Okay. It was fucking unbelievable, man. It was so good.
There was one shot where a lot of people weren't fans of, but I loved it. The,
yeah.
I'm going to call it the GoPro attached to the zombie. So you have the GoPro.
Yeah. The one where it was sort of swirling around in front. Yeah. I thought that was sick.
It was great. I'm normally
not a fan of angles like that. Mm. I normally find them a bit too, I don't know, sporadic and a bit. Yeah, exactly. Yep. But I thought in that circumstance it was done really well, and they didn't overkill it.
Yeah.
I find usually once people start using that effect in a movie, they use it heaps, well, and you sit there and just go, fucking knock it off.
Stop it, yeah.
I'm sick of that shit.
Correct me if I'm wrong, I only counted them do it once.
That's it. And that's why I liked it as well. Because they did it once.
Yeah.
For like 4 seconds, and that was it.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good.
And there were other few shots where the overhead shots where they're going across the train stations and stuff like that. When that shot right at the end, when the father, the daughter, and the pregnant woman are running, and then you got the horde.
The horde. That's in my notes. That was so good. So good, man. And yeah, just see zombie after zombie latching onto each other and the trail just getting bigger. Or even when they just start running and they are all, like, all the zombies start appearing and start running, you're just like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Do you find it funny that, like, what you said, the zombies all latching onto each other, that they're better team workers than the humans?
Yes. And that's saying, like, Amy being an English teacher was watching it and breaking down a lot of stuff, and even she was saying there are so many subtle references to the shitness of humanity in that movie.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that is actually really true. Incidentally, on that note, there was also one of the only little things where even I sat there and was like, that doesn't really stack up.
What's that?
That the train, although the train was like not going super fast to start with, why, as zombies started piling onto it, did it seem to start slowing down?
Yeah.
It's a train that pulls like how many fucking cabins are filled with people anyway. But it gets a fucking zombie train going on, and it's
that's a good point, I'll give you that.
That was probably that one of the only things I was just like, well, that's just weird.
Yeah. All right, well, have you got anything else to add before we wrap this one up?
Oh, mate, fucking, what have I got here? Yeah, as we were saying, man, the characters were done really, really well. You get attached to them straight away.
Yeah.
You know, and you hate the ones you're supposed to hate. That the business guy, the one in the suit.
Oh, yeah.
If I met a single person who said they didn't want that guy to die, I would be surprised. But again, like, he, like, embodies the fear of humanity straight away.
Yeah.
Doesn't care about other people, doesn't care what's going on, just fucking let me survive. When he starts running through and throwing people to the zombies just so he can keep running.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucked.
And this is one of the reasons why... a little nitpick for me, I would have liked a better end for that asshole guy.
Yeah, I did feel a little bit rorted. I feel like there could have been, like, when the old lady opens the door to the train and lets all the zombies in.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
I thought they were going to have some mad, satisfying slow-mo shots of that dude getting ripped apart. And I was stinging for it.
Mm.
And then when it didn't happen, I was like, oh, okay, I guess he's just dead.
Do you get why that lady opened the doors?
Probably because they just saw, like, she saw her sister killed, like, sacrificed, more or less, because people, like, if they'd just opened the door in the first place and let him in, that wouldn't have happened. Okay. Her sister would still be alive.
Yeah, okay, you got it.
So it was like a big fuck you.
Yeah. A lot of people were saying, what a stupid decision. Her sister obviously isn't alive. Like,
if they opened the door straight away, she would have been.
Yeah, yeah. But people were saying, like, when she did open the doors, that she was trying to rescue her sister.
No.
Like, you're just missing the whole movie.
No, it was entirely, like, a big fuck you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was a revenge plot.
Of course it was, 100%. Which was awesome. Yeah. I was so excited when she did that. I was like, yeah, take that, you fuckheads.
That was a fucking mad part, eh?
Yeah, that was wicked.
Anything else?
Oh, sorry, I thought you were about to say something. What? Fuck. It's pretty sad at the end when the daughter actually explained why she didn't finish her, like, singing her song at that recital.
Yeah. Actually, you just remind me, that was another part where it didn't have me in tears, but I was, like, sniffling a bit.
Yeah.
Just because my daughter's, like, she turns 4 in January, so it's close to the same age, in a way. So I put myself in that perspective.
Yeah, exactly, man. So exactly. It sort of starts hitting home, eh?
So actually, yeah. I actually hugged her when I was watching this movie. She goes, stop it, Dad.
But yeah, I reckon one of the big points, yeah, I definitely loved on this, we sort of only just touched on, was the cinematography.
Yeah.
That was amazing from the word go. You know, when the fire, the fire engine goes straight past him, and then you can, you know, he says it looks like something's happening, and it zooms out, and it doesn't change angle, but you just see the reflection of the burning building in the window.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That was awesome. Or one scene, it's like literally like a second worth of footage, but on the train when the zombies first start going nuts, there's a shot where it's like down level with the seats, looking from one row of seats to the other and out the window, and you just see the zombies sprinting past the other. Like, I don't know why, but that scene was just so good. That shot, sorry. Like, it was, whoa.
Yeah.
Man, just the cinematography on this blew me away. It was flawless. It was so good.
Yeah. No, I agree 100% with you.
Yeah, this movie, like you were just saying with Frankenstein the other way, this movie just makes you feel the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You actually, it's normally you watch movies and you don't really care. Like, you can be attached to certain characters, but you very rarely find yourself actually, like, I was yelling at the TV. I'm sitting there going, come on, go. Like, cheering it on, man. I was on the edge of my seat the whole time.
Were you saying, don't go in there? Oh, no, you didn't.
All don't go in there. He behind the door.
You actually did. No. I could so see you doing that.
No, I wasn't doing that, but I was just like, run, what are you doing? Come on. So, and then you get sad, and you get excited, and you get happy when they live, but then something else happens.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Solid. Solid.
All right, well, have you got anything to add?
I think I just did.
Okay. Let's rate this bitch. All right. You want to go first?
Mate, for me, this one's getting the big perfect. It's getting a 10 out of 10.
Yes!
This movie was flawless to me.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
I love that you said that. Because I'm coming to the exact same score.
Solid.
I had this at 10 out of 10 since the first time I saw this. And it was actually your sister-in-law who told me to watch this.
Yeah?
Yeah. She asked me to review it, and the only regret I have is this played at a limited screening in Sydney, and I was going to go, but I just got lazy, and I really wish I went.
Yeah.
I'm used to going to the movies by myself, so it's not that. But I would have loved to have seen this on the big screen.
Man, it would have been impressive on the big screen.
Oh yeah. This movie, not only a 10 out of 10, not only the best of 2016, for me, this is coming in at, I haven't done the workout yet, but it's in my top 20 of all time. May even be in my top 10.
Yeah, I could understand that. Because absolutely. Movie is just like flawless.
Fuck yeah. I was getting scared. I didn't think I was going to get you a 10 out of 10 movie.
Yep, not definitely, man. I didn't really have any questions left with this. Like, Trick or Treat, loved it, but I had some questions. There are a few things that I didn't get, and I was left wondering, whereas this, I just got it.
Yeah.
No questions left, you know. Or questions, but not ones that I feel robbed for not knowing. Like, you know, can you kill it? Well, yeah, as you say. Maybe they can be killed, you just didn't have the means.
Yeah.
Who knows? Exactly,
that's what I got from it. And that's why I loved it, because they didn't have the means.
Keeps it interesting.
Yeah, they're just like me, basically.
Yeah, it was wicked.
Alright, well, that's our talk about Train to Busan. Both of us give it a 10 out of 10. That's coming from someone who doesn't watch horror much. So if you haven't seen Train to Busan, you can hear it from the dummy's mouth himself.
Highly recommend you go see it. Do it. If it's on Netflix, stream it, do whatever. just see this movie. It is that good. I will not regret it.
I'd say buy it. That's just me. I bought it. I waited for the, actually had the release date as an alarm on my phone.
Yeah, nice.
And I went out the exact day it came out. Bullshit. Fucking the Blu-ray in Australia has no special features though. I was so upset when it happened.
Yeah, true.
All right, let's kick it off into our next segment, which is called What's Under the Bed Reviews. What's Under the Bed Reviews? We're talking about a movie that was released mid this year. The name of the movie is Cuso.
Cuso, you say?
K-U-S-O. Cuso. I believe this is screening on Shudder, which is a streaming service strictly horror, which of course isn't available in Australia.
I was going to say, I've never heard of it, so yeah. That'd explain it.
So for you American people, don't watch this. Straight up, this is not a movie. This is an abomination. This was the worst piece of shit I've ever had to watch.
Wow.
Coming from director Flying Lotus, who I have no idea who he is. A musician, I heard. And okay, this is what the plot synopsis is in IMDb. Because I just cannot make one for myself. I have no fucking idea what happened in this movie. Events unfold after a devastating earthquake in Los Angeles. Okay.
So it sounds like
that was the first 5 minutes. And then it cuts to something different. And then that cuts to something different. Ben, I've gotta come clean with you.
Yeah.
I didn't finish this movie.
Wow.
I tried about 3 times to finish this movie.
Wow. And I
could not do it.
Now, I know how committed you are to watching movies. Even if you're not like a big fan of them, you'll finish watching it just so you can give it its go.
Yeah.
If you gave it 3 goes and still can't finish it.
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck.
This is not a movie.
Shit just ain't right.
This isn't a movie. It has no storyline. Okay, I like to have dinner while watching a horror movie.
Yeah.
So as I was eating my dinner, I popped this in. And the first segment is 2 people making out while they're popping each other's zits. These aren't the normal zits that you and me have. These ones were basically like a dick that was coming.
What the fuck?
Yeah. It's fucking gross. It made me feel sick. The story, there is no story. I did not understand the fucking story at all.
Who opens a movie with fucking pus dicks? That's fucking weird ass. That's a warning sign right there.
this is not a movie, and that comes into my score. Usually, okay, if a movie's bad, the lowest I'll go is a 1 out of 10, because hey, they made a movie and I've never fucking made a movie, so they deserve at least a 1. For the first time ever, I'm giving this a 0 out of 10, because to me this is not a movie. This is just
an
abundance of scenes mashed together in some weird sex orgy that's just gross. This isn't even funny to watch. If I made you sit down and watch it, you could chop off my finger, because I feel like I have to give you something.
I would be fucking legit cut now if you make me watch this. I won't do it.
No.
I'll purposely fail my next test so I flunk this class.
This movie to me is probably what you thought of Halloween 3.
Wow.
But, okay, now I actually want to make you watch this. So you can compare it with Halloween 3.
No.
I'm not going to, because I don't want to watch this again. Please don't make me. Cuso is a no-go, people. Please do not put yourself through it. And hey, it's not just me. You go to any review and people are saying the exact same thing, that this is a piece of shit. Do not watch it. Do not give it any form of money. It is not worth a cent. 0 out of 10.
Ba-bow.
Alright, let's kick it off with our last segment of the night, which is called Benjamin.
It's not called Benjamin. It's called What's Pumping on Your iPod? Oh, hot damn. This is my jam. Keep me partying to the
Alright, what's popping on your iPod this week? A little bit of confusion. I thought Ben was going to come and miss on, so I had nothing. So I'm going to have to pull something out of my ass.
Yeah, there was a breakdown in communication somewhere there.
It's all good. Actually, what's popping on my iPod is still Kid Rock. That album's fucking kicking ass.
I still haven't got that yet, eh? I meant to, but I forgot to.
Well, there's a couple of slow songs, but there's mostly like pumping up songs.
Yeah, nice.
I like it. But for this week, actually, we got a message from our good friend Paley. He didn't want to send an email, but he gave us a musical recommendation for this week.
Okay, and what's Paley after this week?
Zombie Ghost Train. Have you heard of them?
No.
All right.
But it sounds pretty wicked, and we should do that because it seems relevant.
Well, we are. And yeah. Fucking relevant to a T, eh? Zombie Ghost Train.
No, relevant to the movie, not a T.
Very good. Dickhead. So Zombie Ghost Train are a band from Australia, actually, from Sydney, who sadly are no longer with us, but pulled out their I don't know how you'd say it, they're punk, I guess.
Yeah.
But they're actually not half bad, and they talk about horror stuff.
Okay, wicked.
Yeah, so I like it.
I'm down.
So the song that I'm going to play for you is called R.I.P.
Yep.
Which comes from their album, Glad Rags and Body Bags, from 2004. Wow.
Well, there you go.
So, sadly, they split up in 2009 because, let's face it, the music industry is just not around anymore.
At least here in Australia, it's dying.
Yeah. Well, even in America, all you see now is fucking cliched. Oh, man, like, at work the other day, I'm a truck driver at work, and I was teaching someone to drive, and they had the radio on, just a normal top 40 station, and every fucking second song sounded exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Which is saying a lot. I like AC/DC.
Ooh, backhanded compliments.
Yeah. But okay, so we're having that song. And on that second song, as I said before, we're having some K-pop fun over this place.
Oh, yeah, we are.
All right, so I'm going to pick a random song because I've never heard Wonder Girls, so this is new to me and Ben as well.
Tim's lying.
You wear a bikini and dance all the time.
Tim puts on a skirt and calls himself a Wonder Girl.
I want to be a Wonder Girl. Because
he wonders why he wasn't a girl.
All right, so this is coming from the band Wonder Girls, as I said before, who... Our former member was the teenage girlfriend in Train to Busan. So this song, the first one I choose up on YouTube, is called Why So Lonely. Not Why Are You So Lonely, Why So Lonely. Fucking asshole.
There we go, it's coming back.
I'm going to hell. So there's that. But before we let you go, Benjamin, we have to talk about next week.
We do. What are we doing next week, Tim?
Oh, you know what we're doing,
Benjamin.
The
results are in. Yeah, the results are in. What's the poll say for next week?
Well, all right. I put it between two movies, and these movies are not movies that I would make any new finding horror fan some watch. Okay?
Okay.
I put it between, from 1987, Jaws the Revenge.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep.
Which, well, you'll hear my thoughts next week. And from 2016, The Bye Bye Man, or commonly known, The Pee Pee Poo Poo Man.
Wow.
That's
so
not funny.
I'm so excited. Pee Pee Poo fucking what?
So the poll has ended, and the results are in.
Alrighty, what do the people say?
We have 10 votes. And it's not going to make me fucking quick on it, are you? Give me a second. 10 votes. Oh, wow. All right. We have... oh, this makes me happy. A staggering 8 votes and 80%. The winner, Jaws the Revenge.
Oh, yeah.
With 2 votes, The Bye Bye Man. So, Samantha Day and Sergeant Badger, you... lost.
I feel like Sam would have voted for that just to piss you off.
Yeah. Truth be told, I never want to watch The Bye Bye Man, but I didn't want Jaws of Revenge to get beaten.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Tim actually kind of stacked this Verde.
I did.
A little bit.
I did.
He's been dying to do Jaws for ages.
Not just Jaws the Revenge. This one, course. Oh man, this is another one I can't wait to hear your thoughts, because this could go either way for you, and I will understand either
Fair
way
enough.
For you.
Fair enough. I'm excited.
Oh, I'm very excited.
I'm very excited.
All right, well, let's wrap this show up with some K-pop action and some Australian music. So, coming in first is Zombie Ghost Train with Rest in Peace, and then after that, the Wonder Girls with... Why? I can't do it.
With Why So Lonely. Why? Or if in Tim's why version, Why So Racist.
Why So Hungry?
Fuck off.
Alright, till next week, we love you. We are out of here. Bye.
See ya.
Why So Hungry?
Why So Hungry? Take my bars, hands back.
I couldn't hold it in.
나만 다쳐 괜찮을 거라고 mind control 해도 예상 밖에 있는 내 남자 out of control 잔소리만 넘쳐 마음이 왜 자꾸 외로워지는지 텅빈 방 안에 혼자 갇혀버린 것 같아 모든 대충 당연하던 듯 너는 우겨다면 더 잘해줄게 응 다음이 어딨어 네 번 기회 떠나 그저 너 아직도 너 정신 못 차리면 자기 직전